they don't bite or anything?
No, they're nice. And they're clean, just as clean as they can be and pretty.
They eat out of your hand, things like that?
Or just anything you'll eat. You see a polecat, he eats worms and tender buds and roots and things like that. He's a clean animal.
This is right.
And take it up in your hand. But that's about the cleanest animal you ever seen to have for a pet is a polecat.
I remember coons were always pretty clean. Is that
well,
the
that's
truth?
The nastiest thing in the world. Back whenever I was just a kid like that, having one pet coon, you know, you had a pump and a water bucket and a dipper to drink water out of it. That son of a gun, he'd climb the side of the house to get to a bucket of water and he'd fish down in it. You didn't know it. He didn't ask you a coon.
My grandfather used to eat possum and he'd always keep him about a month.
Why, one of the biggest things I went through in my life for something like that was a possum supper in Montgomery, Alabama. Do you remember the infirmary? The old Dr. Do you know that big, he was a famous doctor up there, surgeon? Why, the girls had come from down here at the beach on house parties, they called them then. Why, then they'd go back and down here they just let themselves go and have a big time and we'd drink wine and rum and everything in the world, home brew. And so I was carrying the mail and they liked to be around me because I had my cars and boat and I had a horse and horse and the road car. And I had all that, and so they said when they went back they was going to invite me to some of their parties up there, and they had a big day, and an old Dr. sponsored the thing, and they called it a possum supper, and everything in the world they'd eat, and he'd have them niggers out on his farm to catch them, and then they'd stalk at them just like a hog of corn. And then I went up there, and of course, naturally, down here, we just let go and had a good time. And so I carried 2 gallons of wine and 2 gallons of whiskey, and I think about 4 cases of crates or cases of homebrew. Got up there, and heck, no, you couldn't do that. We had to go to church on That was all Saturday. I had to go to church on Sunday. Oh, I didn't know what in the world to do with that darn thing. But no, possum is that's a fancy dish, possum and tater.
You mentioned dog. But do people around here have any special call they use if they want a dog to attack? Do they say anything?
Well, if you're going to tell them to do anything like that, we always told him to catch you. Yeah.
And you have a name for, say, a kind of dog that's maybe a little mixed breed, you know, not anything.
He's just a 57 varieties. He's a mongrel.
Did you ever use the term, would you ever have maybe a kind of dog small and worthless and noisy?
Like these feist I got here?
Yeah, feist. That's not any special breed, just a...
That right there is there's a Leonie, he's got a little screw tail bulldog and the poodle and ain't no telling, but that's and that thing right there will jump on the biggest dog. There's one out, Leonie had one out there yesterday that high holding for a woman to get her car out of the sand right here south of the house. And that little old thing right there wanted to jump on that big dog. He eating me. Yeah, his side don't count with him. He's a dog and a half.